The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, Ireland is the largest buyer of both moving boxes and red wine glasses in the world when it comes to IKEA stores, according to the retailer. But just what is it about the Swedish icon that makes it so popular and makes us want to pass our time building flat pack furniture? Well, retail consultant Eddie Shanahan is on the line. Eddie, why do we love IKEA so much?
One word, experience. IKEA is a one-stop shop with a great experience. It has a very robust customer-focused solutions-based offer. It's very democratic in its design approach. It's very well merchandised. And it quite rightly provides creative solutions for modern-day living. I mean, we just take home offices, for example. I think the first place I saw a really considered offer in home office was from IKEA. And they back that up with a lot of support services and other continuous developments.
Eddie, I hear what you're saying, and I, more than anybody else, have IKEA things in my house, furnitures, little whatnots and boxes and all sorts of things. But I'm not sure I love it, and I'm not sure I love the experience either. Sometimes I kind of half dread it, actually. But it's also cheap, isn't it? When you mentioned the democratization of the retail experience, it does make things like kitchens much more affordable than maybe they would have been from anywhere else.
I wouldn't say it's cheap. I would say it's very good value, because if you buy something that's poor quality, being cheap doesn't deliver the value. So the price and value are not the same thing. But I think you hit the nail on the head there. They do some essential things very, very well. They back them up, for example, in the case of kitchens, with helping you plan your design. Home delivery, home assembly. We also have to look at the fact that their profits here in Ireland have jumped to, I think it's 16.2 million this year. That's a huge increase in profit. And if you think that profit is a reward, that's coming from customers who are rewarding IKEA for their service, their range, their presentation, and the whole experience there. And that experience stretches to a couple of imaginative things. They've introduced more cafes, they've creches in some of the stores. I think overall they are proving themselves to be excellent retailers.
Is there something as well about the make and do? I'm not going to lie, I love building IKEA furniture. I'm one of those people. I just love, give
you
me
a set
2 hours,
of Allen keys,
a podcast, an Allen key, and a set of furniture that's definitely going to take 4 missteps along the way. But there is a genuine study that's been done on this, the IKEA effect, isn't it? That if you build it yourself, you value it a bit more.
Oh, absolutely. You feel like you're a qualified architect having just put together a butcher's block. I've bought pieces myself. I bought some very, very high quality pieces in IKEA. And from time to time, they also pull that trick where they pull in designers to create special pieces. And I was just saying earlier on today when I was discussing this with your researcher, I go visiting retail outlets as part of my job from time to time, but sometimes I sneak over to IKEA just for the entertainment and the surprise. And the coffee isn't half bad either.
The reindeer meatballs, everyone is mad about them as well. I'm fascinated by, okay, I can kind of understand why we're buying red wine glasses. I think we also drink white wine, but we just like a big glass in this country. But what are we doing with all the moving boxes? What's that
so
about?
So much for the housing crisis, you know? Everyone moving house, are they, Eddie?
Well, maybe people are just stacking their extra chattels and goods and bits and bobs and those. I'm not sure they're always used for moving. But that's the great magic of IKEA. You can have things to move. You can buy a selection of wine and champagne glasses. You can buy all sorts of crockery and cutlery. You can come out of there feeling you're equipped to be the best chef in the world. They just offer superb choice in a well laid out customer journey with friendly, smiling staff who are expert whenever you have a question to be answered.
Yeah. Eddie, thanks everybody for joining us, retail consultant there on IKEA. Let us know, do you love IKEA? Do you love IKEA? We were just talking before air, I think is where you're going, about all these Instagram.
Well, I like, you know, those wardrobe hacks where they make the IKEA wardrobes, but then they make them look kind of bespoke. They build them in somehow with little bits of, little twiddly bits up the sides, and they put like a skirting board underneath them, and they look like they're kind of handmade bespoke. And I, in my head, I have all the kind of plans to do that. I've succumbed to rubbish though in IKEA. I've come out with those things you put oranges on top of with legs that you're going to make fresh juice in, and then there's just sitting like ornaments in my drawer.
The making of juice takes 10 seconds and the cleanup takes an hour.
Yes,
those kind of things.
They're so cheap. You go, oh yes, of course I need this, and then you never ever use them.
Yeah, I always convinced myself I could do those massive Instagram jobs, because of course they only take a minute, as Instagram would famously tell you.
They're just a 90 second reel.
Yeah, that I've destroyed the wall and the house and the furniture I bought.
I kind of live in hope. But do let us know out there what everyone has something from IKEA, don't they, in their house. But your best IKEA buys, your best IKEA hacks, and do you love it or loathe it? Let us know. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman,
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range,
weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.